Hi. Hey, thanks for coming out. This is the Hemingway Summer Poetry Series, week two at Hop Farm. Thank you for being here for this. We really appreciate it. Some clerical stuff. If you want to order food or a beer, you can use this handy UPC thing that's sitting on the table, or whatever they're called. I've never been able to successfully use one of these, but that is not an issue with Hop Farm. That's just my own ineptitude. But you can order from here, or the lovely Herb and Carly at the bar will also do it face-to-face, old school. Also, you have heard that this season we have brought back the Hemingway's Open Mic, a beloved part of this series that we had to mothball for a little while, but it's back. Right over here by the speaker on the counter there is a sign-up sheet. Are we doing, where's Joan? There's Joan. Are we doing five again, or what? Five. So there are five spots on that sheet to sign up, and if you're so inclined, please do. We had a really, really wonderful open mic last time. Really impressive group of readers there. Thanks again for coming out. We're getting comfortable in the new digs. I hope you guys like it. You can feel free to spill beers somewhere here. You don't have to worry about damaging a book like at White Whale, which takes a little of that of the nerves out of the whole thing. Thanks. So tonight I just wanted to sort of doff the cap, pay homage to a friend of the series for many, many years, Ed O'Chester, who passed away last year. Ed was a great friend of the Hemingway series. He read in the back room for us, I think, quite a few times. He is greatly missed. Ed's work at the Pitt Poetry Series as an editor, just the amazing list of poets that he published on that list, Ross Gay, Larry Levis, Sharon Olds, Toy Derricotte, Billy Collins, no relation, is just incredible. And Ed's own poetry has always been a favorite of mine. I think if there is such a thing as a Pittsburgh School of Poetry, Ed's work, both as editor and writer, really kind of prescribes what that is. It's not just a blue-collar aesthetic, I think. There's just so much humor and intelligence and wit, and it just has such cultural nuance to it. And it's just really fucking funny, too. And I think that's what a lot of us who do write strive to incorporate so many things into the poem, and to be able to do it as smoothly and naturally as Ed was able to so consistently do it has always impressed me. By way of intro tonight, I just wanted to read one of Ed's poems, and I will attempt to do it justice. This is the title poem from his collection, Miracle Mile. And he dedicated this one to Jerry Stern, which is nice. I didn't realize I had forgotten that until I picked this up again, that this was for Jerry, another great Pittsburgh poet. Miracle Mile. Why weep? I am going to drive past Elby's Big Boy and back. I'm going to park beneath the statue of Big Boy with his checkered pants and his greasy cowlick like Reagan's. I'm going to admire his rosy cheeks, rounded as buttocks, and walk in to order the minced veal parmesan. I'm going to eat garlic bread until the rich oil runs down my jowls and wipe my hands on dozens of paper napkins, insubstantial as dreams. I am going to think Café Brûlot as I drink a Coke and tip 10%. I am going to drive past Kappelman's Discount Clothes, whistling Vivaldi, and honk at the girls. I am going to circle Our Lady of Perpetual Misery, lit by floodlights, and the crowd queuing up the Red Lobster to gobble surf and turf, and drive past what may be a rapist, humble as Uriah Heep, leaning against a Honda in the outer dark of the parking lot at Sears. I'm going to walk into the Monroeville Mall where George Romero shot Dawn of the Living Dead and admire the heavy ironware and horns, the electric woks and the microwaves, the daisy food strippers, the juice extractors with automatic pulp ejectors, the wherever popcorn poppers, toaster ovens without end, and the kids walking the Walkman around the mall in a Paseo and shoplifting small goods, a bra transparent as our prayers, or palming packs of rubbers with the couple on the package silhouetted by the setting sun. I'm going to admire the toucan in the mall's aviary, his beak the shape of a giant Brazil nut, and be fitted for Harris Tweed and Hughes and Hatcher, where the cretinous salesmen bob and slaver over my big roll of bills. I'm going to chuckle at the basset hound, smoking a pipe in the hush puppy display. She looks like a friend. And I am going to buy chocolate pretzels at the Bavarian Haas. I am going to drive past the Sheraton, more beautiful than any building in Japan. I'm going to follow the rumble and the stink of the garbage trucks into the dawn and think of Camus, how he said he knew with a certainty that our work is nothing but the long journey to recover through the detours of art, the two or three simple great images which first gained access to our hearts. Okay, I have to do this one real quick, and then Joan Bauer is going to come up and get this thing kicked off proper like. Monroeville, PA. One day a kid yelled, "Hey, asshole!" And everybody on the street turned around. Here comes Joan Bauer.